Okay, it's good to be back to bring you God's word today.
弟兄姐妹们，回来很好，希望和大家一起分享神的话语。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
如果你手中有圣经的话，请打开圣经到希伯来书第一章。
We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 4.
今天我们读第一节到第四节。
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 4. I will read to you in English, and then Shabbat will read to you in Chinese.
希伯来书第一章一节到四节，我们先用英文读，再用中文读。
This is God's word. It says, Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. And He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
这是神的话语，希伯来书一章一节。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的享誉列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子享誉我们。 又早立以利他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that you would open our eyes right now as we read the Word of God.
天父啊，求你打开我们的心眼。
And as we hear from you, we pray that you would teach us.
我们聆听你话语的时候，我们就求你来教导我。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. Now, the book of Hebrews, perhaps some of you might have read through it or not, it's all about, if you read the entire book, it's all about the greatness of Jesus in His person and in His work.
希伯来书也许大家都读过，你看了整个希伯来书，它一直都是在讲耶稣的伟大和耶稣工作的伟大。
And the writer of Hebrews wants Christians not to fall back from their Christian faith in the midst of their struggle and exhort them instead to press towards full maturity.
希伯来书的作者希望基督徒不要从基督教的信仰中失落，因为他们都面临着征战，但是也希望他们在基督教义里面得到成熟。
As the title suggests, Hebrews, which basically means that the writer is writing specifically to the Jews, to the Hebrew Christians.
那么希伯来书这个书名就是在教导我们，这个作者是在给犹太人，也就是希伯来人写这本书。
To tell them that Christ is worth it.
来教导他们，耶稣基督是配得的。
He's worth their adoration and worship. And the sacrifices they made as a result of their conversion.
耶稣配得他们的赞美，他们的称颂，也配得他们所做的牺牲，因为他们变为基督徒以后，他们就要做一些牺牲。
But how is Christ worth it?
那么为什么耶稣是配得的呢？
Because Christ is superior to everything that the Jews, the Hebrews especially, held in high regards.
超越一切，超越他们犹太人心里啊那些伟大的事情。
Now as you read further on to the book of Hebrews, you will see that Jesus Christ is compared to many, many people and also to the rituals and the customs of that of the Hebrew tradition.
那么这本书里面啊，耶稣啊被作为比较，对天使啊，他们原来的先知，还有他们犹太人的一切啊，都做了比较。
You see that Jesus is compared to the angels, for he is much more superior to the angels, and to Moses and to the prophets, to Aaron and the Levitical priests, to the blood sacrifices of the old covenant, and to the tabernacle and temple themselves.
在这本书，耶稣被讲到他是超越天使的，超越摩西，超越众先知，超越亚伦和祭司，他也超越。啊，旧约里边那个写的那个献祭，它也超越啊犹太的那个会堂和会幕。
And these are the things that the Jews, the Hebrews, held in high regards.
那么这些东西呢，当然啊，犹太人是很尊崇的，对吧
？And if you translate it to our time today, if you think about how it affects to us today.The principle remains the same.
那么，如果你把这个翻译或者转到我们现在这个时代，这原理是一样的。
What is important to us today, as Christians?
对我们又是什么最重要呢
？Our families.
我们家庭。
Our friends.
我们的朋友。
Our traditions.
我们的传统。
Our culture as Chinese people.
我们的中国文化。
You know, some of us who came to faith in Christ were perhaps, you know, even abandoned by their friends or family members because they became Christians.
今天我们弟兄姐妹变为基督徒以后，也许他就被他们的家人、他们的朋友抛弃。
Or perhaps some, you know, had to make sacrifices to put aside the things that they held highly to or they used to do because now they have become believers.
他们成为了信徒以后，那么他们就得做一些牺牲，过去常做的事，过去认为应该的事，现在不能做。
And this is what sometimes living as Christians is all about.
作为一个基督徒也就应该是这样。
And the writer of Hebrews is trying to encourage the Jews and to us to seeThat Jesus is superior, is greater than everything of this world.
希伯来书的作者在鼓励希伯来人，也是鼓励我们当今我们这群人。耶稣是值得称颂，值得我们所牺牲的。
You know how superior and great is Jesus Christ? Why is he worth our worship and our adoration? Let us look at this passage as the writer of Hebrews tells us.
让我们再回头看这段经文，那么耶稣是怎么样超越的？是怎么样伟大？他为什么值得我们的赞美和敬拜
？There are three points to this passage, and the first is Jesus, the great prophet, the true and great prophet.
我们要讲的有三点。第一点，耶稣是最伟大的先知。
Secondly, Jesus, the true and great priest.
第二，耶稣是最伟大的祭司。
And thirdly, Jesus, the true and great king.
第三，耶稣是最伟大的君王。
Okay, first of all, let's talk about prophets. Jesus, the true and great prophet.
让我们先讲耶稣是那位真正的伟大的先知。
If you look at verse 1 to 2, the beginning part of verse 2, it says, Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by our prophets, but in this last day, he has spoken to us by his Son.
让我们再来看希伯来书的一章一节和二节的前半部分。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
You see, in a worldthat we live today, you know, as Pastor earlier prayed that, you know, this is a very difficult difficult world that we live in today, people continue to reject God, and perhaps it's even more hostile towards any form of Christian truth than many, many years back.
那么在当今这个世界真是一个邪恶的世界，就像刚才胡牧师所祷告的，现在这个世界很多人拒绝耶稣，拒绝基督教的真理。
You know, we live even in this world that is so hostile towards God that people begin to reject the truth of God, and they even reject God in the first place, that there's no such thing as God.
那么现在这个世界是很悖逆的，他们拒绝神的话语，拒绝认识人，甚至说没有神。
Because there's no such thing as God, so we cannot know truth. We cannot know that there's actually an absolute truth in this world.
他们也说，既然没有神，那就没有绝对的真理，因为我们不知道这绝对真理在哪。
But right from the beginning, in the book of Hebrews, the writers of Hebrews had already reminded us this fundamental point, that what? God spoke to us.
那么在希伯来书一开始，希伯来书作者就提醒我们，神在向我们说话。
Well, many people say that we cannot know truth for sure, we cannot know absolute truth. As Christians, we can say without doubt that yes, we can know absolute truth, that yes, God is true and He has spoken to us.
很多人会这么说，没有这个绝对真理这件事，我们在对任何事情也不能够有确证。作为一个基督徒，我们应该说，没有一点怀疑的说，我们可以知道绝对的真理。
If you think about it, it's not that there's no such thing as absolute truth, as what a lot of people assume, but it always boils down to which absolute truth you believe in.
那么，也许很多人认为没有绝对真理，但是呢，实际上是在说你对那个绝对真理是怎么认识。
Let me give you an example.
那我给你这个例子。
Those who say that there's no such thing as God, that God doesn't exist.Is itself making an absolute truth about that statement.
那么有些人会说，没有绝对的真理，没有神，实际上他已经在做了一个绝对真理的这个论证，那件事本身就是绝对真理。
So you see, everyone makes an absolute truth statement. It's just that which absolute truth you believe in.
那么所以呢，就说是。还是你是怎么想的？你是怎么认知的？在决定这件事。
Or more importantly, where does your absolute truth comes from? Where is the foundation of your truth?
那么更重要的，当然，你的绝对真理从哪来？你绝对真理的基础又是什么
？As Christians, our foundation of our truth is based on the Bible because this is God's word.
作为基督徒来说，神的话语，圣经就是绝对真理。
God has spoken to us.
这是神的话语，神在向我们说话。
But for those who don't believe in God, their absolute truth lies in who? Themselves.
那么对那些不认识神的人，他们的绝对真理在哪里呢？他们绝对真理实际上是在他们自己。
It lies on themselves in their own sinful nature.
是在他们有罪的那个罪性里。
And as Romans chapter 1 verse 18 to 20 had already made it so clear that people do know absolute truth, but instead of believing, they suppress the truth of God, and therefore they are without excuse in the time of judgment.
就像罗马书一章十八节到二十节这么说的，人是知道真理，但是他把真理给压抑就下去。如果这样的话，在最后审判的时候，他们是不可推诿。
So, you know, we know that there's truth, but how did God convey His truth to His people?
现在我们知道是有真理，那么真理神怎么把真理晓于我们呢？
Says God, long ago God spoke to our fathers, to our ancestors by the prophets.
圣经告诉我们，很久以前神向我们说话是借着先知对我们说话。
The prophets like the prophet Moses or Samuel were all instruments of God to carry out, to speak God's message and to carry out the truth of God.
那些众先知就像摩西或者撒母耳一样，他们是神的啊、用神的工具，他们在说神的话语。
And as I spoke to the youth before, the prophets are not fortune tellers, okay? They don't tell you, they don't predict the future to say that tomorrow this is what's going to happen or something like that.
先知不像那些算卦的，就像我跟青年组分享过一样，先知不是算卦的，他不会告诉你啊，你明天会发生什么事。
They either bring God, the good news by pointing out to the way of salvation of God, or they come bearing bad news from God.
他们来，要么给我们带福音来，指引我们能够得救的道路，或者他会带来一些坏消息。
So this is the work of a prophet. It tells God's word. It's essentially today. It's almost like a pastor that preaches God's word and not his own word.
先知在向我们说话，是神在对着他们说话，就像现在的牧师一样。我们在这里讲到，不是我们的话，是神在讲话。
However, this is not only what the writer of Hebrews wants to emphasize. For though God spoke through the prophets in the past, but yet its ultimate and final revelation comes none other than through His Son, Jesus Christ.
但是这还不是希伯来书作者所要强调的重点。尽管神在过去借着众先知向我们的始祖说话，但是现在神的启示录最终的最终极的启示是从他儿子。
What does this tell us?
那么这里在告诉我们什么呢？
That the prophets of the Old Testament, as great as they were, you know, as good as they were being used by God, they only point towards the greatest of the prophet that is to come, which is Jesus Christ.
这怎么说呢？就是说，过去的先知尽管他们很伟大，他们所指向的是将来要来一位最伟大的先知，那就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
This means that all the prophets of the past, the Old Testament, people from Moses to Samuel and to many others, they only reveal a message of hope through a Savior that is yet to come. But Jesus fulfills this hope because He's the last and final prophet.
这怎么说呢？就是说，旧约中的先知啊，像摩西、像撒母耳，他们所指向的只是啊。将来有一位更伟大的先知，这个伟大的先知不光告诉我们神的话语，他也会完成神的救恩。
And because Jesus is the last and final prophet, He came to fully reveal everything we need to know about God. And He Himself is not just only a prophet, but He Himself is also the Savior God.
耶稣基督他不仅仅是一位伟大的先知，他来不仅仅是在讲神的话语，他也完成了神伟大的救恩。
Because Jesus is the last and final prophet, we don't need prophets today.
因为耶稣基督是最伟大也是最后的一位先知，那么我们现在就不再需要先知了。
We don't need the office of prophet today because Jesus has fulfilled it.
那么现在就不再有先知的这位职分了，因为耶稣基督已经把他的职分完成了。
And as John 14 verse 6 said, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
就像约翰福音十四章六节这么说的，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
So Jesus' words are final. Nothing else can be added to it. And today, His words are recorded in the Bible. It is God's word. That's why we read from them.
那么耶稣的话是最后的话，他的话记录在圣经中。这也是我们为什么读圣经，就是读神的话。
As one commentator said, this greatest prophet not only points the people to salvation, But he also accomplishing.
就像一位啊，啊，有人曾经说过，这位最伟大的先知不仅仅对他的选民指向这个啊这个救恩，而且他也完成了这个救恩。
Why was Jesus such a great prophet? It's because he not only points the way of salvation, just like all the other people, but he himself accomplished that way. He brought them to that way. He laid down his life to show them the way.
耶稣为什么是最伟大的先知？因为他不仅仅给人指出了得救的道路，他也完成了这个道路。他让人能够得到这个救恩。
And no other prophets can say that in the past. No one can say that. As great as Moses is, he could never die and lead the way of salvation for others to follow.
旧约的其他先知都没有这么伟大。他们尽管，比如说摩西，他很伟大，但是呢，他的死并不能使别人得到救恩。
And this is the first reason why the writer of Hebrews encourages the Hebrew Christians not to turn back to Judaism, but to continue to persevere on, because Jesus is greater than Moses. Jesus is the great prophet who had died for you, who has shown the way for you.
这也是希伯来书的作者在鼓励这些希伯来的啊基督徒不要再回到犹太教了。因为耶稣是最伟大的先知，他比摩西更伟大，他成就了救恩。
And secondly, we're going to talk about Jesus, the true and great King. We're going to talk about the great King instead of the great priest first. Okay, so second point, Jesus, the true and great King.
那么下面我们就讲第二点啊，我们啊那个啊最伟大的君王和最伟大的啊祭司换了一下。第二点我们讲。耶稣是真正的最伟大的君王。
If you look at the second part of verse 2 and the first part of verse 3a, it says, Whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
在第二节的后半部分和第三节的前半部分是这么说的，又早立他为承受万有，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。
In the first section we saw Jesus' role as a great prophet, but now we see Christ as the true and great King.
前面我们讲了耶稣是最伟大的先知，现在我们在讲耶稣是最伟大的君王。
Jesus was appointed the heir of all things because he was the only begotten Son of God, the Father, and this means that everything that belongs to God also belongs to him.
耶稣是承受万有的，因为他是神唯一的儿子，这也就是说。一切属于神的也属于耶稣基督。
You see, in those days, especially in the time of the Hebrew Christians, if you are a firstborn son, you get most of the inheritance after your father dies.
要知道，在那个时候，特别是在那希伯来人啊犹太教文化里面，如果你是头生的啊，你是长子，你父亲去世以后。你会得到所有的遗产，或者绝大多数的遗产。
But as for Jesus, you know, he's the only begotten Son of God. He is God Himself, but he's the only Son of God. So all inheritance goes to him.
耶稣，我们知道他是神，他也是神的儿子，他是神唯一的儿子，所以所有的都要归于他。
You know, you see, he owns everything by the right of inheritance. But if you read carefully. We also see that all things were already his in the first place.
那么我们说，根据这个律法，他是应该承受万有的。但是我们也知道，他其实已经拥有了万有，在开始就拥有万有。
The same commentator I quote earlier says that not only was the world made for him, but it was made by him.
那前面那位解经家。 那么说过，现在还是他继续说，不仅这个世界是为耶稣而造的，他也是啊被耶稣造的。
Let me ask you something. If you are the inventor of, let's say, Apple computers, that means that you are what? The owner of it. You own the Apple computer, right?
那么我再问你一下，如果你是这个苹果电脑的这位发明家，那你就拥有这个苹果电脑，对不对？
So, the fact that you are a creator of something or you made something, that means that you own the thing.
因为你是这样东西的创造者，所以你也就是这样这件东西的拥有者。
So it is with Jesus.
那么这里就是耶稣来说是一样的。
Because the passage made it very clear that you know even though Jesus is the Son of God, he gets all everything he owns is through inheritance by God.But yet, it also says that he was also co-creator of the world. He was there since the beginning. He made the world. So that means that the world belongs to him in the first place.
那么通过律法我们知道耶稣是神唯一的儿子，他应该承受万有。但是我们也知道在神创造世界的时候，耶稣在哪里，他和神一起创造这个世界，他也就是这个世界的创造，也就是这个世界的拥有。
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 also testify to it, for it says, For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.
就像哥罗西书一章十六节这么说的，因为万有都是靠他造的。无论是天上地上能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的，一切都是借着他造，又是为他造。
And as verse 3 said, not only does Jesus create the world with his Father, but he also continues to uphold the universe by the power of his word.
就像啊，今天希伯来书的三章一章三节中，耶稣不仅仅是创造者，他也是啊，用神的话语托住这万有，一直在托住这万有。
What this means is that after creating the world, Jesus did not just put it aside and just fold his arm shoulder and sit down and have a cup of tea, but he continues to what? To sustain the world, to sustain the earth by the word of his power.
也就是说。耶稣在创造这个世界以后，不是就洗洗手去休息了或者喝杯茶，而是他一直的不断的在用神的话语托住这个万有。
Jesus is still at this point in time, every day in our lives, working in this world, sustaining this world.
耶稣就是在今天、明天，他也在工作着，他一直在用神的话语。
You know, he gave authorities to earthly rulers, to kings, to presidents, to rule. But isn't it comforting to know that despite of that, you know, despite of passing the responsibility to the earthly rulers, none of these rulers can do anything unless Jesus allows it.
我们知道在这个世界上这些掌权的，就像总统啊、国王啊，他们在统治这个世界，他们的权柄从耶稣而来。如果神不许可的话，他们的权柄是没有的。
See, in the Old Testament, you know, David, King David was considered the greatest king of that time.
在旧约里面，我们知道大卫王在他那个时代是最伟大的君王。
And the Jews knew it because they read about him.
那些犹太人知道。他们在旧约圣经中读大卫王的事迹。
But as great as he was, again, it was a pale comparison to King Jesus, who is the King of all kings.
他再伟大，和耶稣相比还是很渺小，因为耶稣是众王之王。
The very same God who created the world with His Word is still the one who sustained it with His own Word.
这位神，他在万有之初用他的话语创造了这个世界，在现在他在也在用他的话语在托住这个万有这个世界。
How did God create the world? By His word, right? He did not even have to lift up a finger. All He needs to say it, and the world came into being.
我们知道，神创造世界不是靠他的手指头的功，而是仅靠他的话语。他说了。
And how does He sustain the world today? How does He continue to work in this world today? By His word.
那么今天他是怎么样托住万有的？怎么样使这个万有能够互相效力呢？还是靠他的话语。
And this is how powerful He is, and that is why we are called to serve Him, for He is the true King, the King of all kings.
这就是他伟大的权柄。也就是我们为什么要来服侍他，因为他是最伟大的君王。
But you see, there's one more thing. But though he was king, he was the king of all kings, right? Yet he did not come as a king.
但是大家记住，我们知道他是万王之王，他来的时候并不是以君王的身份来的。
What did Jesus come riding when he entered Jerusalem?
当他进入耶路撒冷的时候，他骑的是什么
？Did he come in chariots of horses with people blowing trumpets all over？
他是不是坐在一个战车上，坐在高头大马上，并且大家在吹号欢迎他呢
？And with servants fanning him at the side？
旁边都有很多仆人在服侍他呢
？No，
没有。
What did he come in？ The King of all kings. What did he come as？
这万王之王，他荣耀的进入耶路撒冷之后，他怎么样才进入耶路撒冷呢
？Came as a servant, riding a donkey.
他来是一个仆人的身份来的，是在一个驴驹上面来的。
And that is to show you that this true and great King Jesus Christ did not come to serve, did not come to be served, but to serve.
也就是说。耶稣基督这位伟大的君王，他来不是被人服侍的，而是来服侍人的。
He served his people by ultimately dying for them.
他服侍人，最终也为他所服侍的人舍命。
And this is truly the reason why we worship him and we owe our ultimate allegiance to him.
这也是我们为什么敬拜神。
And lastly.We're going to talk about Jesus, the true and great priest.
最后我们再讲，耶稣是真正的最伟大的祭司。
The last section of verse 3 and verse 4 said, After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs.
就像三节的后半部分和第四节这么说，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Having seen Jesus' role as the great prophet who points and accomplishes the way of salvation, and the great king who rule and sustain the world, this world for his people.We will now focus our attention on the role of Jesus as the great priest.
我们已经看到耶稣是最伟大的先知，他向我们指明了救恩的道路。我们也看到耶稣是最伟大的君王，因为他创造了，他也在统管这个世界。
You see, this role that
我们要再讲，耶稣是最伟大的祭司。
You see that this role that Jesus fulfills is of great importance because as the commentators of Hebrews said that apart from his ministry in this office, we may bow to God or we may listen to God, but we can never be accepted by God and draw near to his presence if it's not for this role.
耶稣这个角色也是非常非常重要，因为在同一位解经家这么说过，耶稣在这个世上的职分，我们 通过他成为一个大君王，那我们就向他屈膝敬拜。他是大祭司，让我们使我们就能够听到神的话语。但是如果耶稣不是这位大祭司的话，我们就永远不能被神所接受，我们不能够活在神的同在。
Throughout the Old Testament, we have read how important it is for the priest to offer atonement for the sins of the people, because God is holy, but the people are not.
因为神是圣洁的，人不圣洁，所以我们看到在旧约中，我们也知道是很重要的，因为牧师啊，那些祭司们要献祭，要给我们献这个赎罪祭，这样我们的罪才能够得到赦免。
You see, the Jews will particularly be able to relate to this practice. You know, the Hebrews and the Jews will be able to relate to this practice because this practice has been instilled, deeply instilled in their customs and traditions for a long time.
犹太人因为他们的传统，他们的他们献祭的这些规矩，让他们对这一段经文就很有联系，很有认同感。
As the priest, you know, performs the ritual by what? By offering the sacrifices of the animals, you know, by cutting the animals and smearing the blood over the table, God's wrath against sin is then satisfied, and the sins of the people would then be forgiven.
在旧约里面，这些祭司献祭就是献就是把就杀动物，然后把这些动物的血抹在了桌子上，因为这样神的震怒对罪的震怒就得到了满足，那么我们的罪也就得了赦免。
I don't know about all of you, but I'm sure most of you are different from me. But if I knew that if this office still continues today, I know I cannot be a priest because I'm afraid of blood.
我们不知道你了。我如果在今天这个职分还是有的话，我就不能当牧师了，因为我不能当祭司了。我还是怕杀动物。
Because you think about this, you know, this the priest that offers the sacrifices that cuts the animal, whether if it's a goat or whether if it's birds.Blood are smeared all over the table. It is really gross. I mean, in our world today, if we think about this today.
那么今天你再想想看，如果现在还有祭司献祭，要杀动物，这动物的血要涂抹到各个地方，看上去是很难过的，很难堪的。
But this is what is required for the forgiveness of sins.
但是这是神对罪的震怒所需求所需要的，我们必须要满足。
You see, Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verse 22 said, and as you read further on, I hope you do read the book of Hebrews. If you read further on, it says, indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sins.
就像希伯来书第九章二十二节这么说，哎，我也希望大家能够继续读希伯来书，把希伯来书读完。希伯来书第九章二十二节是这么说的：按着律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
With this in mind, Jesus Christ became the priest. He took over the office of the priest who administered the ritual.But he also offered his own body as an offering for the sacrifice of sin once and for all.
让我们记住这些，耶稣基督成为了一个祭司，他也完成了这个献祭的这个程序，他把他自己的身体献上，他作为一个牺牲，所以罪都得到赦免，一次性的完全的得到赦免。
The same passage in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 said, He entered once and for all into the holy places, not by means of blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption.
就在希伯来书第九章的前一部分， 第九章的第十二节是这么说的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃是用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
When Jesus offered himself, it is a one-time offering that secures an everlasting salvation for those who believe in him. And this means that there's no ever reason for why anyone would need to offer animals, sacrifices anymore.
当耶稣把他自己献上，成就了这救恩，这就一次性的使得我们的救恩永远能够得到。也就是说，现在也我们也再不需要啊用啊动物来献祭了。
And that's why Jesus is the true and great high priest for us, because no one else could accomplish that.
这也是为什么耶稣是真正的做伟大啊祭司，因为任何凡人都做不了这件事。
No one can offer his own life to achieve forgiveness of sin from God. No one can.
任何人都不能把他的命献上，使得神对所有的罪得赦，没有一个人可以。
In the Old Testament, there was one guy who wanted to do that. Do you know who that person is?
那么在旧约里面有一个人是尝试着做，大家知不知道这是谁呢？
It was Moses.
摩西想这么做。
You know, when the Israelites offered when Moses went to Mount Sinai to receive the law from God, the people. You know, at the bottom of Mount Sinai, what were they doing? They were worshiping idols, the golden calf. So when Moses came back, he saw that the people were worshiping golden calves. He was so mad, right? And God was so angry with them.
大家还记不记得摩西到西乃山上与神见面啊？那么他和神在一起，下面呢，你犹太人在干什么呢？他们在敬拜这个偶像，就是这个金牛犊啊。摩西下山以后，摩西就很难过，神也很愤怒。
And Moses, you know, told God that if it pleases you, please take my life for so that you will forgive them.
摩西就向神求，如果你许可，你就把我的命拿去吧，请你赦免这些人的罪。
But God said no. God would never allow that.
神说什么？神说不行的。
Because no one is good enough to die for another person's sin.
没有一个人他有那么好，他死了就把另外一个人的罪能赦免，这是不可能的。
You know, no one is good enough, but only Jesus is.
没有一个人会那么好，只有耶稣才能够成就这事。
You know, the theme of Christ's priestly office would occupy much of the book of Hebrews. If you read through the entire book of Hebrews, it will talk a lot about Jesus' sacrifices, how superior he is, and things like that. And it is a message that we must understand if we want to be safe.
在希伯来书里面，耶稣祭司的这个职分讲了很多很多。如果我们想得救的话，我们必须懂得理解耶稣这个祭司的这个身份。
And despite of the sacrificial death of this great priest Jesus Christ, death did not conquer him, for he was resurrected. And the passage said that he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, and became much more superior than angels, as the name he inherited is more excellent than theirs.
尽管耶稣确实为我们罪死了，死在十字架上，但是他复活。他复活了以后升天，坐在全能者的右边。
See, after accomplishing his roles as the great prophet, king, and priest, Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, and his name will forever be magnified in the heavenly places, in the heavenly place where he belongs.
耶稣在这个世上完成了他作为先知、君王、祭司的职分。他就升到天上，坐在全能者的右边，他的名在全地得高举。
And this is how great Jesus is, as Hebrews chapter 1, not even the entire chapter, but just the first four verses tells you that.
这就是为什么说耶稣为什么伟大，他为什么伟大。 他这么伟大，耶希伯来书的第一章第一节到第四节在告诉我们。
However, as much as you can read about how great Jesus is, right? Like as you continue reading through the book of Hebrews, yet, you know, there's only so much that we can understand. But if it doesn't transcend into our hearts, if it doesn't affect our hearts, then it is just mere head knowledge.
我们知道，我们知道耶稣伟大。如果我们仅仅是读经，这篇经文不进入我们的心中的话，对我们来说，这只不过是一些知识而已。
You know what we read about Jesus? We always read a lot about how great Jesus is, but there's a sense that it must affect our hearts. It must what we know from our head must come to our heart. Otherwise, you know, it is just vain knowledge.
我们从圣经里读了很多有关耶稣的经文，关于耶稣确实是很伟大的这个经文。但是如果这些经文不打动我们的心，不改变我们的心的话，对我们来说确实只是知识。
And regardless of how long you have become a believer, whether you become a believer yesterday or you become a believer 10 years ago or 15 years ago, there's one thing that we need to know and continue to know is to understand and to savor and to see how great Jesus is in our lives.
那么不管你是什么时候成为基督徒的，是现在成为基督徒还是10年15年前就成为基督徒的话，如果神的话语不在你心中做工，你的心不接受神的话语的话，那你的生命没有改变还是不行的。
See, if you don't experience and see this, or if you don't see how serious it is for us to understand how great Jesus is in our lives, we will never be able to live each day of our Christian life with hope and purpose.
在我们的生命中，我们每天都要思想耶稣的伟大，耶稣为这些职分，这样我们的生命才能够改变，我们的生命才能活出主的形象。
If we don't see how great Jesus is, we will always struggle with our faith, struggle with hope and understanding. Each time we experience difficulties, each time we experience suffering, each time when something doesn't work out well for us, we will begin to doubt, we'll begin to continue to be afraid, or even just live as though as we are without hope because we don't see how great Jesus is.
如果我们在我们的生命里面看不到耶稣的伟大来，那么我们在我们的生活中如果遇见困难，遇见任何软弱的时候，我们都会产生疑惑，我们的生命没有改变，我们还会走到我们的老我里面。
If our hearts does not exclaim or shout to for the greatness of Jesus Christ, we will never grow spiritually. We will always remain as infants.
如果我们的心不改变，那我们的灵命就没有增长，我们永远就是吃奶的孩子。
Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope that this passage may encourage you to see the greatness, the superiority of Jesus in over everything of this world.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我希望你们能从这段经文中看到耶稣的伟大。
And I pray that we can savor and love Him more and more each day in our lives.
我向神祷告，让我们在我们的生命中每天都能够看出他的伟大来。
Because without Jesus Christ in this world,
如果在这个世上没有耶稣基督的话，
without Jesus, the prophet pointing the way of salvation, without Jesus, the king who sustained and ruled this world, and without Jesus,the priest who died for his people, there is no hope in this world.
如果我们在这个世上没有耶稣，没有耶稣作为祭司为我们献祭，没有他作为君王托住万有，没有他作为先知把救恩的道路指向我们的话，我们在这个世上真是没有希望。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I ask that, Lord, you would help us at this time to be able to read this passage and to understand the significance of what Jesus did and who Jesus is in our lives.
亲爱的天父， 我们向你祈求，求你通过这个话语，让我们看到耶稣是谁，耶稣的超越，让耶稣的超越性能在我们的生命中啊反映出来。
And we pray that we will continue to learn from you, from your word, because you have spoken to us.
我们祷告，就求你继续教导我们，用你的话语喂养。
Teach us and guide us and convict us of our sins so that we may know that we need a Savior.
教导我们，指导我们，让我们能够看到我们的罪，让我们知道我们有一位救主。
And help us to savor and to love Jesus each day of our Christian life.
帮助我们每天都敬拜神。
Whether we are new believers or whether we have become believers for many, many years.
不管我们是新的基督徒，还是已经成为很长很长时间的基督徒了。
I pray that our love for Jesus will be as strong as ever.
我们爱耶稣，是永远的、很强烈的爱耶稣。
For Jesus is the hope of this world and the hope of our lives.
因为耶稣这个世界的希望，也是我们生命的希望。
We thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.